Tēnā koutou. Welcome to another Arahikoi Aotearoa podcast. I'm Stephen Day, and this month I'm talking to Professor Mick Abbott from Lincoln University's School of Landscape Architecture. Dr. Abbott has worked closely with the Walking Access Commission on our three biggest regional public access projects in Taranaki, Puhoi te Pākeri, and most recently in the North Waikato.
Kia ora, yeah, I'm Mick Abbott. I'm Professor in Landscape Architecture at Lincoln University. Very much interested in protected area landscapes, and not just public conservation lands, because most lands are special, very special. Very focused on how those places can be made even more important and more significant for us.
I've heard you talk in the past about how landscapes shape people rather than people shaping landscapes. Could you expand a little bit about on that for us?
Yeah, I suppose that sort of, for me, that insight comes from, you know, in a field of landscape architecture, we're often asked to go and change a site around to suit people. But what I've increasingly become aware of, the real opportunity is how we might change ourselves a bit, and how might landscapes stay the same, but how they've got the capacity to shape us. And it really gets down to some quite core parts of who we are as people, like what does it mean to belong? And to belong somewhere is to feel connected to a place. The opportunity to connect ourselves to places is really exciting, but that doesn't mean for us to necessarily go and change a place. It actually means for us to feel changed by that place.
Professor Abbott's work designing networks of trails is strongly influenced by this view that our environment shapes who we are.
Half a lifetime ago, I did a walk where I set out from the bottom of Fiordland and spent 130 odd days walking through Fiordland and then up the Southern Alps and getting to Fiel Spit, and realising at the end of it that just how enormously my view of things had changed. And they hadn't changed because I'd just been thinking a lot. It was actually, you know, in a journey, in a step, going along a trail, sometimes not on trails, that things would start changing. And so it's that power of places to sort of, I suppose, direct and guide you that's really exciting.
The most recent project that the Commission asked Professor Abbott for help with is our Connecting Franklin North Waikato project. The project aims to connect the people of Pōkeno, Pōkakohe and Tuakau to each other and to the outdoors. He started by looking to the Waikato River for inspiration.
You know, the awa, the Waikato River, is paramount. It's always been there, and it's always been shaping people, and it's always been guiding the way to move through that land. And for us in developing a strategy, it's really just for us to listen to people who can guide us in that thinking. You know, very much for Mana Whenua, being very generous to allow us to see that possibility and to use that possibility to develop a trail strategy that really is about connecting us all to the river in ways that doesn't change the river, but allows the river to have much more influence over us.
Yeah. And I guess one of the other big influences, the other big awa heading through that region, is the State Highway 1.
Yeah.
And that's had quite an influence on the way people live there too, hasn't it?
Yeah, very much. And I think it's easy to see it spatially, and certainly spatially, you know, it's four lanes and it's got barriers and median strips, and so it creates this almost like this wall that's running through that environment. But equally, what it's also doing is, by speeding up travel between Auckland and Hamilton, it's taking away some of that sort of temporal depth, that ability to slow down and to explore places and enjoy places. You know, you blink and you've gone on to the next choice, and blink again, you've gone on to the next one. So there's dual challenges there. So very much for communities, having as paramount importance connectivity back to the river rather than connectivity just to State Highway 1 is crucial. You know, that's not just about a short-term need, that's a long-term future-proofing. It's something that people will be grateful for in 200 years' time and longer.
So how are you going about connecting these communities and the people in them back to the river?
Well, our work first and foremost is to identify what we call, what is that core relationship we want to have with that landscape, and how can a trail support that? The key thing with trails, normally, like property boundaries tend to divide and separate, but trails at their core are about connecting. So they bring things together. They bring people together. They bring communities together. They bring different age groups together. And so really what we're doing is saying, well, look, if we're going to invest in developing a trail, let's make sure that we just don't focus on what it means to meet the specific functional needs, almost like infrastructure needs, but what are those deeper needs that we need to make sure we stay connected to our places, our landscapes, so that we better belong in a place, and the people who move to the area or who come after us also have that potential. So we would ask the question about, as you're going through all this effort, what is that connection to the river? And I'd add in that like, it's easy to have a certain view of the river that is about the being just that main channel. But if you listen to iwi, you know, for instance, in the settlement with Waikato Tainui, in the description of the river, it's not just that main channel, it's the banks, it's the wetlands, it's what's on the bottom of the river, it's the water spouts, and it's expansive. It's this giant lung, this giant kidney, the whole Waikato River. And so the connection doesn't have to be to that main channel. You know, it permeates much more than that. Yeah, and, you know, we've got some lovely maps that show that rich and thickness of the river rather than a single channel. So yeah, That's available online now. So, yes, you can look through and see those recommendations. You can sort of see, I suppose, the phasing that we're looking at, which is to bring, is for each community have a conscious connection to the awa, and then for communities to look to connect themselves through that relationship with the awa. Likewise for the Te Araroa Trail, to really see that front and centre, that this trail is taking people to, you know, one of the richest river journeys in the country, and so to celebrate that aspect as well. And then we've also got aspects about how can all of that combine, also just to support e-bike and other sort of walking and cycling commuting options, both to railway stations for those who are wanting to go to Auckland or Hamilton, you know, as rail transport develops more and more and spreads through the region, that potential as well.
Dr. Abbott's strategy report for the North Waikato is now in the hands of local people. Local councils will create a governance structure to run the key projects. They will work with central government, developers, local community volunteer groups and residents to implement the strategy. You can see the report on our website. Ko Stephen Day tēnei, he kōna mai me ngā mihi ki a koutou.